Good morning. Good morning, Asbury. We'd like to welcome you this morning to our celebration service, and we'd like to extend a special welcome to all of our visitors if you're visiting with us today, and we appreciate you coming out. I know we're expecting storms, but that's okay, because you know what? Jesus calms all the storms in our hearts. So let's stand up and just worship the Lord today. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
Good morning. What a wonderful way to celebrate the life of our church as we continue to celebrate Easter. What a tremendous song to start off our worship this morning. We are so glad that you are here and worship with us. We especially welcome our visitors this morning, and I encourage everyone to fill out the attendance pads as they are passed down the aisles to you. We are in a wonderful place, because even though the storms may rage outside of this facility, out of this worship space, the light of Christ shines brighter through us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So let us share just a moment about the power of the United Methodist Women. They will be helping being ushers this morning, and they often are responsible for the great missions in the life of our church and through churches throughout the world. And I want to let you know that you have any interest in being in the United Methodist Women, even any of those that are wearing the UMW tag, talk to them. Get involved. They're a great outlet to do mission work in the life of our church. Please remember that May 4th is Asbury's Got Talent. It's a very special night. We welcome everyone there, and there'll be a silent auction for you to bid on. And of course, the youth in the back, they are selling cupcakes for your loved ones that are women for Mother's Day. Mothers, grandmothers, dear ones in your life, and they'll deliver them in the Little Rock area for you. So just give a few dollars to the youth group for their missions and for their events this summer, and they would very much appreciate that. With that, let us stand and let us greet one another in the name of Christ.
If you guys would like to make your way back to your seats, we're going to go ahead and continue worship this morning. So please remain standing where you are.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people. Remember your children. Your love and justice, God of Jacob. He hears the weak to meet the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along. So remember your people. So God, your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. And your grace is
clap the sky for it.
Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Reaches out to us. Your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough. I'm covered in your love. Your grace is enough for me.
Invite the children up now for our children's moment. And let's all please extend a very warm welcome to Miss Laura Burns. She is our director of the ACCDC here, and we're just so happy to have her. So let's welcome Laura this morning during our children's moments.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is my first time to do this, so bear with me this morning. And I'm so happy to see all your beautiful, smiley faces. Yes. Okay. Kids are so good about helping and keeping us in line. So, Miss Laura, how many of you know Miss Laura? Y'all know Miss Laura? I love her. She is wonderful. Hi, Matthew. Well, Miss Laura thought it would be so fun for me to do a magic trick this morning. Isn't that neat? Yes. So, we're going to start off with a magic trick. Who in here believes in magic? Magic's pretty cool, isn't it? So even though sometimes we don't know how it works, we believe in it. So who in here, can you see these neat paper clips that I have on this dollar bill?
Yeah.
Can you? Okay, help me so they know I'm telling the truth, because we don't tell fibs, do we?
No.
No. Are these paper clips touching? No. Well, our magic trick, I'm going to pull on this, and without using my fingers, I'm not going to touch the paper clips. We're going to see if we can make them connect, okay? Are y'all going to help me? Okay, I'm going to put this here. So y'all help me say one, two. I'm not touching the paper clips.
I know how I did that.
Three. Uh-oh. Look, are they touching? Did it work?
Yay!
Good! So when y'all see Miss Laura, y'all tell her the other Miss Laura can do magic tricks, okay? All right. Who in here believes in the Tooth Fairy? Who believes in the Easter Bunny? They do, don't they? Well, let me ask. Who in here has seen the Tooth Fairy before? Oh, a few. Well, that doesn't help. Okay, so y'all have seen the Tooth Fairy. Well, let's try something different. Who can tell me, hey, sweet girl, who can tell me what I'm holding up?
A Bible.
A Bible. That's right, the Holy Bible. And in the Bible is very important things written. And do you know that a lot of things in the Bible we haven't seen, but God wants us to believe them with our hearts, right? After Jesus was crucified, that next Sunday, all of Jesus' disciples except one were in a room, and they were scared, so they locked the door, and they hid and crouched down in the room. They were probably sad. They probably were. They were missing Jesus. But do you know what happened next? Jesus appeared. Show me your shocked face. They were so surprised. They were very surprised, and they couldn't believe it. But Jesus said, I am here with you. And he held out his hand, and he showed them where he had been nailed to the cross, and he showed them his side, where they had hurt his side. And then Jesus left. Well, later, all of the disciples talked to the one disciple. His name was Thomas. He wasn't there in the room with them. And they were telling Thomas what had happened, that Jesus came to see him. Do you think they believed him?
No.
They did not. You are right. They did not believe him. He said, I will not believe it unless I see it myself. Well, later they were back in a room and they were all scared, and Thomas was with them this time, and the door was locked. And guess who appeared?
Jesus.
That's right. Perfect. Jesus. And Thomas was there, and Jesus held out his hand. He said, Thomas, see. And Thomas touched his hand, and he felt where the nail had been. And he said, Thomas, touch my side. And he did. And Thomas believed. Thomas really needed to see it to believe. And Jesus was so happy. He said, how wonderful of the other disciples and all the other people who believe things believe in Jesus without seeing. Isn't that wonderful? So I want us all to remember, in the Bible are very important stories, right?
Right.
And even though we haven't seen them, we believe it, okay? Okay, let's close our eyes and bow our heads for me, okay? Say, dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you so much for sending Jesus.
Thank you so much for sending Jesus.
Help us to believe with all of our heart.
Help us to believe with all of our heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, boys and girls. Good job. That's right.
As the children are making their exit, how thrilling it is. I know Laura had a lot of fun up here with these little ones and all the things they have to say, and we are honored that there are so many that come forward each Sunday. I want to share with you some prayer requests we have this morning. We want to pray for Fred Clark, Bobby Pines, Marilyn Peavy, and Mary Martha Stinnett. That's Laura Stinnett's mother. But we have a praise this morning. Sean McLaurin's cancer has gone into remission. And we are witness to God's healing power and God's presence in the lives of those who pray and seek his help. Let us go to God in prayer. Holy One, even though the storms of life do rage against us, for some of us it's a lot. Some of it, not so much. But whatever storms come, we can hold with confidence that by praying in your name, trusting in your love and your grace, you will be present. That you will move in wondrous ways that still inspire us to believe and hope and love and what can be done in the future. Holy God, we're so thankful for healing. So thankful for the gift of life, friendship, family. Grateful for the gift of the church, where the body of Christ can come and worship together, support together, love together. We ask that you would bless us as we seek to worship you this morning. We offer ourselves to you in every way. And now we pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers are making their way to pass the offering bags to you down your aisles, I would simply highlight to you that this morning is later today is a great opportunity for those to help volunteer at Stone Soup, 16th in Louisiana at Quapaw Quarter United Methodist Church, where we prepare a meal and serve it to the homeless. That's just one act we can do as a church to help those in need. There are multiple others that this church is responsible for in helping the lives of those people. And we do that by your gifts and by God blessing them. So let us pray over these gifts. Holy God, we thank you so much for the gift of life and all the gifts you pour into our lives. We are so captivated by how you work, how you bless, how you seek to give more and more. Help us to be just as generous. Help us to be more and more generous each and every day with what we are given. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Yeah.
whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, you can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, offer of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save.
Joy to be with you, and a joy to offer the scripture reading this morning as we journey through those days where the disciples got to encounter the risen Christ. And so we turn to John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, and I offer these scripture words for you to read on the screen here, and may they rest upon your hearts and minds in a fresh and new way. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded, written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. There have been many times in the past several years, probably since I was a teenager, where something would happen to me. Usually happened when I was just about to go to bed, or just getting up, or even after an afternoon nap that had gone on a little bit too long. And maybe you've experienced this, where you have some sort of anxiety. You have questions and doubts that flood your mind. And all of a sudden, you may be even feeling a little paralyzed. And fear has kind of seeped in to everything you're thinking. Questions arise like, what if God doesn't exist? What if this whole God thing is just my imagination? What if Jesus didn't really rise from the dead? Maybe it was made up. Or one that usually gives me anxiety, what if that eternal life thing isn't true? What if when I die, it's over? There's no feeling, no thinking, no seeing. Lots of times it just kind of spins inside you. Lots of us, I imagine, have encountered these doubts and questions throughout your life. Sometimes they fill you with more anxiety at times than others, but they can definitely leave us shaken, nervous. But how would you like to know that you doubting was what defined you entirely? Think of Thomas, this disciple, being here in the year 2014, and he goes, wait, doubting Thomas? You've got to be kidding me. No one likes that name, and I feel so bad for Thomas. I feel bad for the poor guy, because what's so interesting about the fact that he doesn't get to see and he doesn't believe is the other disciples got to see him, right? The other disciples in that room got to see him without hearing the rumor, oh, he's alive. But what I love is that even though Thomas doubts, and many of us, all of us, I imagine, if we were given the news that someone down the block has risen from the dead, we would probably recommend them to see a doctor. Right? We'd probably deem them crazy. Or at least we would say, well, is it the zombie apocalypse happening? I'm not sure. But the risen Christ and whole and shining thing, that's a little too much. But here it is. Thomas gets to see his Lord, and the first thing out of his mouth is, my Lord and my God. How wonderful. And the thing I love about this encounter with Jesus is Jesus doesn't share any judgment for Thomas's doubt. Jesus doesn't rebuke him for not having faith that he's risen. He simply says, you have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believe. I find it comforting to know that there are others like me who doubt and question. And I also find it comforting that there are characters in our Bible that doubt and question. And it wasn't just doubting Thomas. There were figures in the Old Testament, too. We look to Abraham and Sarah doubting God. And if you were 90 years old and you thought God told you, you're going to have a baby, you're going, uh-uh. So they doubt, right? Abraham has relations with Hagar outside of the covenant. And the famous way in which Sarah responds, Sarah laughs because of how ridiculous it sounds to her. But what happens to Abraham and Sarah is that God keeps the promise God makes to them. Not only will you have children, but you will be the father and mother of generations that are as vast as the stars in the sky. And God enters their midst, and even in the midst of doubts and questions, God shows the miraculous way in which God works. We travel to Moses, who's already pretty confused by talking to a burning bush. And here is God in this burning bush telling Moses, you will free the Israelites. You will release them from the grip of Pharaoh. Well, not once, not twice, not three times, but five times Moses makes doubts and questions and excuses about how he is not the guy to do this. And God adapts, makes available a way in which Moses goes. Moses is my favorite character in the Bible because of his transformation. He goes from a man that is a doubting and cowardice stutterer to a champion for God, a person that leads the Israelites to the wilderness and does everything God asks God to do for him. It's a wondrous thing to know that Thomas, Abraham and Sarah, and Moses doubted and questioned when they were given extraordinary things to believe in. And we often wonder, well, where do we go from here? Where do we go with our doubts? And I want to say to us this morning, we push through. We endure. We strive. There is a difference between those who doubt and question, and those who doubt and question and are led to uncaring and not believing. The difference is the other is made up of Easter people, people who believe in the resurrection. We are all here this morning because God has impacted our life in one way or another. If you aren't, let's talk. We all come because at some point in our life, that grace of God spoke to us, spoke life to us, changed who we were, impacted us in a unique way. And one of the things we need to avoid as people of the resurrection is one of the worst sins I believe God thinks there is, and that's apathy. We need to avoid being apathetic in our worship, being apathetic in our giving, apathetic in our service to others, and our love to everyone. We have to have the courage to push forward, just like many of our ancestors in the faith have had to do when those doubts start swirling around us, filling us with anxiety. We speak the word of faith and push forward. When we are hearing the word death coming from the world, we shout the word life and push forward. When we are surrounded by fear in every corner, it seems like, we speak the word love and push forward. There are different times in our lives where it's harder to push forward than others. But when we do, when we are faced with difficult circumstances, when we are faced with hard questions that seem to paralyze us with anxiety, we remember that we are an Easter people, that we celebrate the resurrection. And my brothers and sisters, as we start to distance ourselves from Easter Sunday a week ago, remember that as Christians, we celebrate Easter every day. We celebrate Easter next Sunday. We celebrate Easter on Mother's Day. We celebrate Easter on Father's Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Halloween, Christmas, Ash Wednesday, and yes, we even celebrate Easter on Good Friday. Because guess what? Without Easter, Good Friday is just another murder. Easter and Good Friday tied together is what makes us whole, is what speaks forth and shows us how God's grace can be transformative, how God's grace can grow within us. My hope is that everyone in this room would feel as though after having the risen Christ enter their life, that they've been changed by that. Have you seen growth in your life? Have you seen love increase and go out to the world from you? God is so, so ready to be there whenever we call upon God. When those dark nights of the soul happen, when we're shaken to our core, may we reflect and remember and go back to that locked room. May we imagine the risen Christ before us and ourselves as Thomas touching the hands side. Because once you have seen the risen Christ, you can never go back. Push forward. Push forward. And as we leave this place this morning, may we proclaim the risen Christ to a world that is filled with death and darkness. It needs it, right? We see on the news the doomsday stories. We hear about different wars. We hear about the possibility of more wars happening. But our response as Christians, our response as Easter people, as people who claim that they are part of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, go out into that world and we spread that good news. We spread that love and we spread the story that has changed our lives. May we go, not being known as the doubter, but the doubter that believes in Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As the praise team comes up to lead us in our final song, I want to, of course, extend an invitation to anyone who would have need of using our prayer rails this morning. If this is the first time that you feel that you've taken on Christ in your heart, come forward and pray. If you want to rededicate the meaning of living in to your faith, come forward as well. Let us stand as we sing.
Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Our God, we reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Our God, we reign forever. Our hope, our strength, deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting.
Go out as blessed people. Go out as Easter people. People who proclaim the resurrection. People who proclaim life. And may you be blessed and loved. And may you send out that message in the hearts of people in despair that need that hope and that proclamation of the gospel. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You do not faint, you walk.